This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines. And President Obama today meeting with congressional leaders of both parties and from both chambers as he tries to advance on a number of policy items still on his agenda. The president leading off in his comments in the Rose Garden today about his small business agenda, saying it's time for the Senate to get moving on that item. Senate Republicans don't see the president's approach as doing more than spending more money without creating many more jobs. The president, though, says he understands that small businesses are hurting and he knows what needs to happen.
That's why we've proposed steps to get them that help. Eliminating capital gains taxes on investments, making it easier for small lenders to support small businesses, expanding successful SBA programs to help these businesses access the capital that they need.
The president also talking about his energy agenda, which is now a two-pronged effort, the first of which he wants is a Senate vote on a bill designed to help fund the cleanup of the Gulf of Mexico.
That legislation is an important step in the right direction, but I want to emphasize it's only the first step, and I intend to keep pushing for broader reform, including climate legislation, because if we've learned anything from the tragedy in the Gulf, it's that our current energy policy is unsustainable.
Republicans have problems with both prongs of this attack. First of all, they contend that the Kerry Lieberman climate change bill is basically dead in the water, certainly this year, and depending upon the results of the midterm elections, could be dead for the foreseeable future. As for the Gulf cleanup bill, they say it's nothing more than a massive tax increase on domestic energy producers. Congressional Republicans and other critics of the administration say that all the Democrats want to do is to remove a key tax break from domestic energy producers that would vastly hike their tax bill to the U.S. government, and that would give a competitive advantage to foreign producers in American waters, forcing American companies to take their business and many thousands of jobs to waters off of other countries' coasts. A win on Tuesday, at least temporarily, for Senate Republicans when it comes to the Democratic version of campaign finance reform. Known as the Disclose Act, the bill did not clear the 60-vote hurdle necessary to move to a final vote. The final vote, 57 in favor, all 41 Republicans against. So as of now, the legislation is in limbo. The Democrats want to make it much more difficult for folks to be able to get on the air by forcing them to go through a much more rigorous disclosure process. Another controversial aspect is that certain groups are exempt from what would be the new stringent rules, including organized labor, the environmental group, the Sierra Club, as well as the National Rifle Association. Other critics just say it's simply a violation of the First Amendment. Supporters, though, say it's critical to clean up the process, make sure the American people know who is behind the slew of political advertisements we'll see getting closer to Election Day. And they also want to get the reins placed on corporate political involvement as well as political involvement from overseas interests. For more analysis on this subject, please check out my interview with Bill Wilson, president of Americans for Limited Government. That interview can be found at dateline.radioamerica.org and worldnetdaily.com. Also today, the House of Representatives, even at this hour, engaged in debate over the president's request for supplemental war funding for the war in Afghanistan. For the most part, Republicans are on board with the war funding. It's additional billions of dollars in unrelated spending that the Democratic majority has attached to this legislation that they're balking at, which will lead to a very interesting decision later this evening, although the bill is expected to pass. A number of Democrats also have a dilemma on their hands, since a growing number of them don't believe the U.S. should be in Afghanistan any longer. In fact, in a recent vote, 153 Democrats voted along with a resolution that suggested a plan needed to be developed for the removal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. In the end, though, the legislation expected to pass later this evening. President Obama also talking about the war in Afghanistan today, and in conjunction with that 91,000 document dump from the website WikiLeaks. The president says he's not happy about the leaks, but he is relieved that there aren't any more sensitive materials being released as part of this. He also says that it highlights what he's already known, that the long-term Afghan strategy until very recently was deeply flawed.
While I'm concerned about the disclosure of sensitive information from the battlefield that could potentially jeopardize individuals or operations, the fact is these documents don't reveal any issues that haven't already informed our public debate on Afghanistan.
But those leaks could put our troops as well as our Afghan allies in danger now that the Taliban has direct access to understanding how the American forces go about detecting and removing improvised explosive devices, how we react tactically to various situations, as well as learning the names and direct locations of many of our key sources in Afghanistan. Former Don Rumsfeld Special Assistant Jim Robbins is now an editorial writer with the Washington Times. I spoke with him about the significance of these leaks earlier today. You can hear that full conversation at worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org. While you're there, you can also hear my chat with Jesse Kelly, Marine combat veteran, as well as a congressional candidate in Arizona's 8th Congressional District. I'll be talking to him about the fact that tomorrow the new immigration enforcement laws take place in Arizona, barring interference from a federal court, as the Obama administration is advocating. We'll hear Mr. Kelly's views on that whole debate inside his home state, as well as what he thinks of the president's overall approach on immigration reform. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.